I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for joining us here on 90.5 WKAR. The Michigan State men's basketball team beat Georgia and Virginia last week to advance to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA men's tournament. The Spartans have now made it to the Sweet 16 7 of the last 8 seasons. Tonight, MSU will try to advance against the Oklahoma Sooners. That's in Syracuse, New York, shortly after 10 p.m. Detroit Free Press sports writer Joe Rexrode covers Spartan hoops. We welcome Joe back to the show. Hi, Joe Rexrode.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Very excited about tonight. Tell us about Oklahoma. What sort of challenge will they present?
Well, they will present challenges. That's a very talented team, no question about it. You know, it's a team that likes to play fast basketball. And, you know, that's been the thing with Michigan State all year is Michigan State would prefer playing in a fast game. But, you know, I think that this is the type of team that may play too fast for Michigan State at times. So transition defense is a big emphasis here.
MSU's seniors seem to really be stepping up, something that isn't unusual for a Tom Izzo team during the tournament. I know last week much of the media coverage was about the seniors. Talk to us about them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Travis Trice playing the best basketball of his life, no question about it. But Brandon Dawson's always been seen as kind of the key to this team, you know, just in terms of effort and doing everything on both ends, and he's doing that. So those guys are really leading the way right now.
Underclassmen are really stepping up, though, too. Lou Rawls, Tum-Tum Nairn seem to be the focus here, or certainly more of a focus. His insertion into the starting lineup seems to have jump-started this late-season surge. It's also very interesting because he's a longtime friend with one of the Sooners he'll play against tonight from his days in the Bahamas. Tell us about that.
Right. Tum-Tum and Buddy Heald, both from the Bahamas, different islands, but they went to high school together. Both played at Sunrise Academy. Buddy Hield tried very hard to get Tum-Tum to go to Oklahoma. Couldn't get him there, but absolutely. He's, you know, MSU is 10-3 since he entered the starting lineup February 10th, and he's really helped this team defensively.
Joe Rexrode is in Syracuse to cover the MSU Sweet 16 game against Oklahoma tonight for the Detroit Free Press. You mentioned the transition game here. What else are you going to be watching for tonight? What should our listeners watch for tonight as keys to the game?
Well, you mentioned Heald. I mean, Denzel Valentine is going to be guarding him. That's a huge matchup. You know, Tum-Tum may guard him a little bit, but mostly Valentine. That's a big one. Rebounding. Michigan State has not rebounded well in this tournament, and Oklahoma's a very good rebounding team, so that's huge. Oklahoma gets a lot of offensive rebounds in transition, and, you know, those big guys are very good. Ryan Spangler, Tashawn Thomas. Which one of them guards Brandon Dawson, I don't know, but that guy's going to have a big challenge ahead of him.
It's been pointed out, Joe, that MSU has become the only school in the country to make the Sweet 16 4 years in a row and win 4 straight football bowl games. Should we really consider that to be a big deal?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, you can obviously find different things and, you know, statistically or whatever and make a bigger deal out of them. But that is pretty amazing to me. You know, even 4 Sweet 16s in a row is very rare. And, you know, no one has done that other than, I believe Louisville. The only other team to do that, just in basketball, 4 bowl wins in a row. The fact that you would have them in tandem, you just don't see too many schools that have that kind of success in both sports.
MSU recruit Deonta Davis of Muskegon High won the Mr. Basketball Award in Michigan this week. That was not a big surprise, was it?
No, not a surprise. He was definitely the favorite. It is a surprise he's not playing in Breslau Center this weekend. You know, they went down to Lansing Everett this week at Don Johnson Fieldhouse, but no, not a surprise. Mr. Basketball, he's a McDonald's All-American, and I think a guy who has a chance maybe to step right in and start in Brandon Dawson's spot next year.
Joe, you write in today's edition about Denzel Valentine and his vow a year ago after losing to Connecticut, who went on to win the championship, of course, about his vow then to help get the team back to the Final Four. How much credit could Denzel justifiably take if the Spartans make it to the Final Four?
Well, I think you spread it around, especially those three main guys, Valentine, Trice, and Dawson. You know, Trice and Valentine are the two captains. but Dawson has stepped up as a leader too. And those three guys, I mean, they have been their main players all year long. And honestly, when they play their best, I don't know too many teams that have three better players right now, because, you know, Trice and Valentine have improved so much on defense. They're both hitting shots. And then, as we mentioned earlier, Dawson does so much for this team. So, yeah, Valentine is, you know, I think the most natural leader of the bunch. You know, it's going to be his team completely next year. But if Michigan State gets back, that probably means he had a huge weekend here in Syracuse.
I love the quote you got out of Tom Izzo today. Asked if his team is more the culmination of a plan or cause for him to say, wow, at how things have turned out. Tom told you, I'd like to say it was the culmination of a plan, but I'm more into wow. That was great quote.
Well, yeah, and it's, you know, credit to him for being honest, because that's what I suspected. But, you know, maybe some coaches would say, oh, yeah, I knew this was going to happen all along. But, I mean, clearly you just don't know how, you know, people are going to come together, how certain players are going to develop over the course of a year. You have your system. You do what you do. But I think there are some things that have happened with this team, especially with some of the role players on the bench, that have even made some of the coaches open their eyes a little bit and say, whoa. And it's just a team right now that's playing very well together.
Speaking of coaches, I mean, Tom Izzo and Coach Kruger have some kind of history together, don't they?
Yeah, they do. You know, Lon Kruger coached at Illinois in the late 90s, so they went at each other back then. And actually, Tom Izzo got Lon Kruger's advice about maybe taking the Atlanta Hawks job in 2000. And when he turned it down, Lon Kruger took the job. So other than that, they haven't seen each other much, but they did play last year in Michigan State, beat Oklahoma in a real high-scoring game, and might be a repeat of that tonight.
Well, we'll leave it at that. We're looking forward to tonight's game an awful lot. Joe Rexroad of the Detroit Free Press talking with us. Joe is already in Syracuse, New York, ready for the tip-off here just after 10 o'clock tonight. Joe, have fun. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Bye.